This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, I'm going to make it fun today.
I like that. Let's go.
Are you good for that?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Do I look like I don't like to have fun?
You're going
to
think this is really funny, okay?
Okay.
Think spice cabinet as I'm about to go into this next question.
Seasonings. Got it.
Because the question of the day is, if you had to describe yourself as a flavor, what would it be? Come on. It's going to be some vanillas out there, some vanilla extracts. Let's not lie.
Yeah.
Keep it real, everybody.
And this isn't like, we know what ice cream flavor, you know. What condiments? What spice?
What are you?
What seasoning are you?
Like, I'm looking through, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Are you the garlic powder? Are you the tahine? What are you?
You said what now? You said the what now?
Tahine.
Uh-huh. Ding, ding, ding. Tahine. I'm the tahine.
Is that your flavor?
I'm the tahine. Yeah, let's be honest.
If you could describe yourself as a flavor, what would it be? How about chocolate tahine? Gross?
No, I'm out.
Maybe we came up with a new flavor and you were going to get excited.
You had me in the first half and you had me separately in the second half.
No chocolate and tahine.
Once you
together.
Combined the two, I was out. No, thank you.
I don't know what my flavor would be, honestly. I might need to think about it. It's going to be definitely spicy. I don't think that's a question.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily go spicy like a cayenne, though, I could maybe see it. Depends on the day.
No, I'm not red pepper. I'm not that hot.
Okay.
I'm like mild hot.
Are you like
red pepper is like... Like, I'm going to set your house on fire. And I'm not going to do that to you. I'm just going to set your life on fire.
Bet. No, got you.
I'm not going to, like, you know, hurt you.
Just slightly, you know, banana pepperish.
Maybe I'm a banana pepper. There's a mild pepper.
You're banana pepper powder.
If you could be any flavor, or if you could describe yourself as a flavor, what would it be? Honestly,
this is so goofy.
I can't wait to hear. It's the weirdest question ever, but I told you I was going goofy today, and I want to know, seriously, the creativeness people are going to come up with to get these minds moving this morning. Come on.
All right, banana pepper, let's see what we got.
All right, Tahine.
Let's go.
No chocolate.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
If you had to describe yourself as a flavor, what would it be? This is a fun one today. This is not a deep one, okay?
What seasoning are you?
DZ is tahine.
Yep.
I am a banana pepper because I'm not so spicy that I'm a red one.
but we pepperish.
Pepperish. And let's go to the phones. I have missed this guy. He hasn't been calling in as much because his work schedule changed. Our boy, Teddy, is in Muskego.
Mr. Marnin?
Mr. Marnin!
Teddy. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
He's our water skier, and his water skiing season officially over, Teddy?
Not if you, well, Teddy.
To some people, yeah.
Weirdo.
See, Teddy's out there in the winter, dog. I just know it.
All right, Teddy, what flavor are you if you had to describe yourself as a flavor?
Well, I'm a big fan of the smoked paprika.
Oh, he's paprika.
Can pretty much go on anything, so you know, a little tangy.
And paprika is phenomenal. You know, you put it on a deviled egg, which DZ and I love.
And a little smoked. Exactly. The smoked flavor might not be for everybody, a.k.a. my wife. She's not big on the smoked flavor.
Oh, she doesn't like smoked?
Not too much.
That's so funny. I had smoked chicken on my salad at Motor Restaurant at the Harley-Davidson Museum, and they looked at me and said, do you want regular or smoked chicken? And I go, I don't get asked that often. And I had the smoked, and it was great.
So good.
She doesn't like the smoked. Yeah.
Smoke
like
me up, baby.
Paprika on her, too.
Yeah. On
her,
too.
On her, too, eh? Yeah, Teddy. Yeah. Mine? My boy, he smoked paprika. I respect it.
We smoked a lot of things. Teddy, we love you. Here. Goodbye.
Later, Ted. He said, smoke me up.
Just saying. All right, let's go to OG Lori. Let's head her up next. She's a character. And we found out yesterday, OG Lori is bilingual.
OG, for real, though.
What's up?
Oh, wepa, wepa, good morning.
Honorary Puerto Ricana.
That's right. You know it, because you know what I'm gonna pick. But first, I got to say big props to Dude for picking smoked paprika. Not many people use it. Oh. When I make homemade mac and cheese, I use smoked paprika, and I cook it with Andalouille spicy sausage.
Amazing. Well, now I'm going to look for smoked paprika versus paprika. But anyway, Lori, what's your flavor if you're describing yourself? Yeah.
You know, my spicy Scorpio side, I'm picking the Carolina Reaper.
Hey! So you're a lunatic is what you're telling me. Great.
No, I love hot, spicy food.
Yeah, you're
food.
A lunatic.
Absolutely love.
She said, I'm the one chip challenge. Fight me.
This is to describe you as a person. That means you're nuts.
OG Lori, how do we get you a theme
song? Well, I might be.
Too good.
I adore you, Lori. Thank you for sharing. You have a great day.
Love you guys. Have a blessed day.
You too. Love you back. Bye.
She said the Reaper?
The Carolina Reaper Pepper. Boy, what? My mouth hurts thinking about it.
She's out of her mind.
Somebody give me some milk.
Let's go to Tony and Racine next. This guy.
And we're going to Tony next.
I know. Hi.
When we regret this later,
we will.
I'm blaming you.
You can blame me for everything. Banana Pepper here. What's up?
Tahin in the house.
What up, Banana Tahin?
Tony and Racine, aka the Mascot Man. If you had to describe yourself as a flavor, what would it be?
The all-purpose seasoning.
I almost spit my coffee out. Get the hell out, because he likes everything.
Because I will blend in with anyone.
You know, honestly, it's not a bad analogy for Tony.
He goes on chicken, he goes on fish, he goes on steak, he goes on it all. Put it on your rice.
You could put him in any environment and he'd thrive. I feel that about Tony.
You name it, I got it. I'm there.
He's an all-purpose seasoning.
There you go.
You're right.
He's basically a Goya Sazon packet.
Yeah, he can get around, and he does. Thanks, Tony.
I'm always right. Don't worry.
Bye, Tony.
We didn't say that. We didn't say you were always right. We said you got around. There's a difference.
This guy.
Oh, I get around, too. Yeah.
Have a good day, Tony. Bye.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Love it.
What happened since he got married? Doesn't hit on me anymore. Look at that. Marriage can change
you. Look at that.
Isn't it amazing what marriage does?
Salute our boy Tony. Good for you.
Dulce. I am not bilingual, as you can tell. And Waukesha.
Dulce.
You said it right in all ways. It just didn't have accent to it.
Sorry. Dulce. Buenos dias. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Hi. What would your flavor be if you had to describe yourself as a flavor?
Well, I am hot chocolate because I am warm and comforting with a side of tequila shot.
Ooh.
Wait, where's the
tequila? I'm ready to go.
We didn't add the tequila. She did.
I got it. Now we know how she makes her hot chocolate.
I thought she was going to be like, add a little marshmallow. I'm a little sweeter. She's like, no, put the tequila in.
Nah, we're the Patron.
I've never put tequila. tequila and hot chocolate, by the way. Vodka, never tequila.
Tell me I ain't going to try it, though.
No, I will. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's on the side. You don't put it in.
Oh,
it's a chaser.
Mm-hmm.
Which one's the chaser?
Because you're ready if you need it.
The hot chocolate or the tequila?
Which one is the chaser? That's a valid question, Julie said. Which one's the chaser?
Tequila. I gotta be mild most of the time.
So wait, so we got a shot of hot chocolate and a cup
of tequila. Yep.
Only on Saturdays.
Sundays. Okay.
We better talk to you again. You're funny.
She was funny. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you too. Bye.
All right, let's go to not Tony. We already hit Tony.
I hung up on him.
Thank God. Ryan in Calabama today.
Well, you can tell me.
Well, there's trouble.
Oh, you know it is because unlike the Muskegans, I don't smoke half my stuff. So,
he drinks it. It's called moonshine.
Exactly. It's called moonshine. You get it down here in Alabama. You know, we see you Muskegans coming down here, and we jack that price up for you guys.
They got moonshine seasoning? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got it.
Is that
we ain't gonna tell you about it because then we get busted.
Exactly. Is get that your flavor? Here. Your moonshine? Keep, what's your flavor?
For real, for yeah. real.
Come on.
Mine would be actually like Pirate's Bounty. Ice cream flavor.
Yeah.
Because I'm sweet, but I'm also crunchy at the same time because you get a little bit of a pizzazz. You never know when you're going to get that M&M in that bite of Pirate's Bounty or cookie dough or brownie.
You weren't really ready for it when it hits you either.
No, you're
it's
not.
Like a normal ice cream. And then bam!
I don't think I was expecting Ryan to say that, but it makes sense.
It does make sense.
You sweet, you present, and then on the back end, you know they're a nut.
You're a little crunchy.
Yeah.
Good. Yes, DZ, yes.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Okay, what is the problem today?
Emma got a problem with her tenants.
Okay.
And there could be some hostilities.
Okay.
All right? So Emma wrote in and said, I bought my first property 2 years ago and originally let the current tenant stay while I fixed up the duplex.
Mm-hmm.
That's common, right?
Yes.
But now that it's up to date, I notified the tenants that I would be increasing rent like I originally mentioned and planned.
Mm-hmm.
Bet. They agreed and decided that they would move out.
Okay.
Somewhere over the last 3 months, though, things have gone south.
Oh, no.
I'm currently working on evicting them, but we're leaving on bad terms. I'm 95% sure they're going to try to mess with the apartment before they leave. Leaving 5% for human decency. They've already been caught running up water and electric bills since it's included in rent.
Mm-hmm.
What other kind of things should I look out for? Emma.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds weird, ain't it?
Yeah, okay. So she got a tenant.
Mm-hmm.
Who is a problem?
Who's going to be a problem and probably already is. It's just... The fact of the matter is, she bought a house, or a duplex, actually.
Yeah.
Rehabbed it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is now looking to make profit off of her investment.
Okay.
And is going to do the natural thing that most people do and is raise the rent once you update somebody's living situation.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever's living there went, okay, well, we can't afford that. Now we got to move.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then went, uh-oh, probably can't find a home. Probably can't find a place. Emma's trying to be a good landlord and not a slumlord.
Yeah.
She already proved that in my brain on the front end because she took care of the home, right? My critical thinking skills say she's a good landlord as of now.
I would agree with that.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah.
She's trying to go about the right ways and hopefully not have to get any like legality senses involved. No lawyers, no police, hopefully.
Well,
fingers crossed.
And that's what sucks. You're trying to do the right thing and you're worried about that. What are you going to do?
And you also don't want the current people that are living and have access to the home you just fixed to mess it up.
Destroy it because you put your heart into this.
So what should she look out for? They're running up the bills. She said they're running up electricity and water bill.
So they're just like letting stuff run on purpose?
Could you imagine just leaving the water thing open?
No. What leaving a jerk a tap? Move. No. The parents are traumatized from that happening from children. Why would anyone do that?
If you don't pay for the water bill, if you don't pay for water and electric in a rental, you don't think about the things. You leave the lights on all day. You leave the water running as long as it does. doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? If the house don't flood, I don't care.
Well, and if you're not paying, what do you
care?
It's like when I had apartments where the heat was included.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Heat on.
Oh, my God. I dated a guy in my 20s whose heat was included, and I remember he broke it somehow so that he could change it. Because, you know, they controlled it.
Oh, the governor that they put on it?
Yeah, he broke the governor or whatever, and we could make it whatever we wanted. I'm like, this is amazing. Wow. I don't know how he did it, but it was awesome. Yeah, apparently it's a thing.
He's a smart guy.
He was. He was a dummy, but he was a smart guy.
Listen, if your gas get cut off, some people know how to work
sense.
It. There's keys that people have
he
out there.
He was a big YouTuber. I'll leave it at that.
YouTube University will help you out,
honest
do a lot
to
of
God.
Things.
But I've seen it get broken before.
And this probably isn't the first time this has happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the guy that want to get the cops involved. You know this.
Yeah.
I'd like to do the civil thing and handle this together.
Well, does anyone want to really get the cops involved? Those are the Karens who have nothing to do.
I was going to say, some people are calling the cops happy.
Most of us who get in a fender bender and we're like, damn it, I got to sit here and deal with this paperwork and cops and all this? Like, I get it.
You tell him.
It's the last thing you want to deal with.
Right.
And it's honestly the last thing they want to deal with, probably. Let me speak for them.
I got an idea, though.
What's your idea?
This is her first property. Mm-hmm. She might not know this. She needs to have a checklist, right? And she needs to go in and access the apartment. It's her place. She needs to let the tenants know she needs to access the apartment to take pictures. They don't need to know the reason why. It's your home. Take pictures.
You have to give them the notice you're fixing something.
Exactly. Take pictures. Have evidence so that if anything has gone south, you can now then have your checklist, go through it and go, this was damaged, this was damaged, this was damaged. You get a checklist, they get a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes through the checklist.
Smart.
That's my best idea.
That's smart. Somebody else texted in and said, I had a tenant that cord waxed down the drain and turned on all the water before they left.
Gee.
And caused severe drywall damage along with the piping damage.
You know what I've heard
of? You have to be an awful person.
That's bad. No, that's bad.
I can't even imagine.
You know what I've heard of?
What?
You throw sugar behind the oven.
To get ants.
Roaches. Bugs. Anything. They love sugar.
What a jerk move.
Put sugar. Dog, it is a bad jerk move. But listen, if you want to be on the lookout, what to look out for, I guess that's another one. I said my piece on what I think you should do.
It is funny, though, because I always say to the kids, I always go, get the wrappers out of your room. You're going to get bugs. I sound
sugar.
Like my parents.
The sugar, bro. Yeah, and it happens. If you being evil and sadistic and you want to ruin a freshly renovated apartment that you're leaving willingly, quote unquote willingly, you throw some sugar in the back.
That's a dirty move.
Now I feel like we're just giving people ideas.
We are. We need to stop. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We're not methodical at all, guys.
No.
We don't have any ideas on how to mess up somebody's property.
We are borderline irresponsible. Yeah.
Borderline?
Well, God got to help us out somehow.
I mean, but you're right. If we say we're irresponsible, they might think we're bad parents.
Thank you. I mean, I actually don't think our idea was bad today,
it's
bro.
It's not a bad idea. Go and take the pictures 48 hours or 24.
72
Give them
even.
A notice and then...
Make a checklist.
Okay. We're going to talk to you guys next. The phones are going crazy. You can always text or call. And what's your advice? And besides, stop giving them ideas.
Facts.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, we were making it worse because we were giving them ideas.
I never said our ideas were good ideas and my advice was good advice. I just talk and sometimes it's in the wrong direction.
We were giving the bad tenant ideas on how to destroy the property. What is wrong with us?
Our bad. Our bad.
Just go to Danielle and Butler this morning. I cannot with us. We're horrible. Hi, Danielle.
Danielle, bail us out. Bail us out.
All you guys were doing was giving the person ideas of what to look out for.
True.
That's it.
We didn't say we always make good choices, Danielle.
But the good choice was DZ saying, do the inspection. Make a list.
Yeah.
Do the inspection.
Yeah.
They have to give a 24-hour notice legally
that
they're going to be inspecting the unit.
They have
to post it. Yes, they have to post it on the door, and they should also mail it certified mail.
You knew that. Okay, sorry, go on. Sorry,
Danielle. Okay, I'm like, who, me?
No, him. He's like, I didn't know that. I'm like, he knows that.
He knows that.
Get out of here. Anyway, go on.
He knows that. But yeah, so they should definitely do an inspection, and the tenants have no right to ask why the inspection is done. Every landlord has a right to do an inspection every 6 months, every year, whatever they want.
Okay.
So if the tenant invites that, then I would have the police come and have the inspection done with them because the tenant is now not allowing the landlord into their own property.
Non-compliant. Ooh.
I see what you're doing
there.
That's
easy inspection. That's easy inspection, yeah. Especially if they're damaging the property and they can see that.
Yeah.
Out the door. Immediate inspection. You don't even have to be late on your rent.
She's saying, you know, go in there and do your own inspections. Kind of what you said. I like it,
Absolutely.
Danielle. Thank you for calling, girl.
Hey, you're welcome.
Have
a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye.
She's so to the point. I loved it.
Quick. Great name, too, by the way.
Listen, Daniel. That was Danielle, okay? DZ.
It sounds like Danielle in Spanish. You know, Danielle.
Nick from Racine texted in. We had him on the phone, and he fell off. He dropped. I don't know what happened to him, but he said, keep all receipts, keep everything, pictures, and watch for water damage.
Water damage is probably a big one for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Sure. All right. He's on day two of calling in. These people trying to get their theme songs. Adrian from Germantown to Milwaukee, and then back. Milwaukee to Germantown, Germantown to Milwaukee, and back.
G to M, M to G.
Or no, wait, yeah. Hi, Adrian. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Y'all just put a smile on my face.
Aww.
That's what we're here for, big dog.
Finally, a man that's happy in the morning. After he talks to me. Finally.
Look, I wake up happy just to make sure my kids are all right.
Aww.
That's all.
Stop being all positive.
Anyways. Yeah. Hey, look. Do the notice. Go in there.
Turn your radio down, Adrian. That's the first step. Sorry, because it's going to throw you off because we're on a delay.
Yep.
Go on now. So what should they do?
Do the notice.
Do the notice. Mm-hmm. Go in there, snap your pictures. You see anything out of the ordinary after you've already fixed it, mm-hmm. automatic eviction.
That's it's kind of following suit with what Danielle was saying. It makes it way easier.
I'm not going to disagree with her. I mean, if she's that worried, just file eviction right away. Screw it. You don't need a reason to file.
You get the cops involved right away then?
You don't need a reason to file an eviction? Is that true?
That can't be true.
Adrian, there's got to be like laws to protect tenants.
You don't. If you're worried about your property being damaged,
That's the cause. Got it.
I've always told myself, trust your gut.
There you go. Yeah, that's probably a good call, man.
Yeah, well, I tried that.
And my gut never steered me wrong, so.
Well, that makes one of us.
We got different gut issues, Adrian.
Hey, listen.
We got IBS over here.
All food is good food. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, man. Adrian, thanks for the advice. Have a good drive. Hey, we'll talk to you later
tomorrow for day three, man.
Happy hump day. All right, let's hit up. Oh, day three calling in. Look at this guy. Gavin and West Bend. These guys are on fire.
Speaking of day three, morning,
Jeez.
Gavin.
Jeez.
Morning.
Hi, Gavin. What's going on? What's your advice for this landlord who doesn't want to be a bad landlord?
Help Emma.
I was thinking taking notes and taking pictures is a great idea, but make sure they know that you're doing that stuff so they get paranoid.
Take it a step. Mind game. Said, tell him. Hey, I know you guys are racking it up, and I know you guys are probably going to mess it up, so I'm taking evidence.
He's saying make them paranoid on purpose.
Try me.
I try not to make people paranoid, but I guess it is it's a warfare game.
Petty to petty. If you want to be petitions, don't people sometimes mess the energy? If she thinks they're already messing with the stuff, let them know that she knows. Mm-hmm. I like this. Gavin, I like where you're at, man.
I don't like where you're at because it's loud, but I like your thoughts.
That part.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Gavin.
Day four.
Bye.
Peace.
All right.
That was genius.
Carl from Indy, who listens on the Odyssey app. We love him. He texted in and said, I haven't called in for a while. I'm sad I haven't called in. I'm sorry, Carl. I'm sad you haven't called in either.
Well, that's his fault,
that's
not ours.
I got nothing to do with
that.
Can't
force him to pick up the phone, or if he calls and can't get through, my bad.
Who doesn't call and then goes, I'm sad I haven't called you?
Carl, we love you, man.
Well, last but not least, he actually manages properties. So he'd be a good person to talk to.
Who?
You know who. He's back. Tony and Racine. What do you want?
I want a lot of things. And yes, married life has stopped me from hitting on you.
I'm shocked. I'm so proud of you for not making one inappropriate comment about me or my body. I'm so proud of you, Tony.
Respectable, man. Married man. Keeping it a buck.
Good job. Way to respect the wife.
Now leave him alone, Allie.
He's like, what about that three-way, though? All right, Tony, what's your advice for this landlord?
All right. Solid advice DZ gave. Definitely give a notice, go in, and do a checklist. Mm-hmm. That is very crucial to owning property. In the state of Wisconsin, you only need to give a 12-hour notice. So if you give them a 24-hour notice. You can let them know, like, hey, I'm going above and beyond and giving you a 24-hour notice instead of a 12-hour notice.
Only 12? That I did not know.
In the state of Wisconsin, it's only 12, and you can't just evict anybody. You have to have a legal valid reason to evict in the state of Wisconsin.
12 gives you enough time to clean and pretend like your house is put together.
Get the sugar from behind the stove.
You should definitely, you know, go in, give her 12-hour or 24-hour notice.
Yeah.
Make a checklist, take your photos, and then what happens is don't be afraid to evict somebody, because what happens is at the court date, you'll explain your side, they'll explain their side, you'll still get your eviction, and then they're going to ask you for a hearing for a damage court. So then you'll say, yes, I want that. And then they'll have to show up to damages. And then you got to present your case then, which you will most likely be granted if you have the proof.
This man gave the step-by-step.
Yeah, he
Emma,
did.
Emma, were you listening? Did you take notes?
I mean, that was a lot, but he's got it, dude. Tony's on it.
I was just at the courthouse with him.
I love it how he...
Mentally, I was like, oh, he brought me through. I was like, I went through security, and he took me to the third floor.
I love it how he's playing the mental warfare again, though, by going, hey, I was supposed to give you 12, but I'm being nice, and I'm going to give you 24.
Wink, wink.
Such a manager thing to say.
It looks bad, and it looks good inside the court, saying, okay, you're doing everything you're supposed to as a landlord, and you're not just being, you know, rude, because the judge does take that in consideration. They assess how the situation happened, and if you look like a slumlord, it's not going to go easy for you.
Yeah, right. This man's playing the long game. He's playing chess, not checkers, for real.
All right.
One way or another, you're going to have to fix it up with any tenant that goes in there. And so your mindset has to be, okay, if I rent it to somebody, the aftermath, I have to replace and fix things. And it's never going to be perfect when someone moves
up. We'll leave with this. 10 out of 10, would you recommend owning properties and managing them, Tony? Tell the truth.
No.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, this one starts with, this was a long time coming.
Well, well, well. Welcome, long time coming.
She's been wanting to ride in for a while, I think. Cheryl said, am I the jerk for taking my sister's car?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Hear her out.
Okay.
Hear her out.
Yeah, you're right.
In 2020, Allie and DZ, I signed up on a car loan with my sister. I know, bad call.
Co-signed?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
She was doing great on payments for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Until
mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving mm-hmm. of 2021. I always told her, if she needed help, let me know.
Let me know.
She didn't do that.
She ain't let you know.
She missed 3 months of payments. And as you can imagine, my credit took a hit.
Yikes.
She has 5 kids. I did not want to take away her transportation.
Right.
So I paid the back pay and let her keep the car.
Okay.
Good sister.
Okay, yeah, for real.
Nicer than me. Flash forward to this year. She has not made 12 months of payments on time
a
in
year?
3 years. 12 months of consecutive payments on time in 3 years.
Okay, got it.
My credit's poor. The vehicle was in close to totaled condition.
Dang, dog.
I've had enough. I took the keys in the car and had our mom drop her off at home with no vehicle. Her kids can take the bus to school, and she can Uber to work. I've already spent $3,000 on repairs for the vehicle, and it isn't even close to done.
Well, I mean, it's your car, though.
You are so wrong. Am I the jerk for taking the car and leaving her without one? Cheryl. So, Cheryl's trying to help out her sister with 5 kids.
Right. 5 kids is a lot, bro. No car.
Well, you're worried about the kids, the nieces and nephews.
Instantly. I can't help myself but to not be, right?
You should be. You should right. be. Yeah. And now, it looks like she's taking the car back, but she's leaving her without a car. So is she a jerk? Because at first you're like, well, of course she's not a jerk. The sister isn't making the payments.
Right.
She's getting screwed.
It's affecting her credit,
too. Like, well, of course she can take the car back.
Feels like a no-brainer, but then you start to think.
There's 5 kids.
Bruh. And you really don't expect.
What are you gonna do?
If she's already not able to make the car, but you think she can afford an Uber consistently?
She said, I had my mom drop her off at home with no vehicle.
And you so got the... Like, you got the OG involved. Now you got mom involved.
It's like when something your parents...
that you went in on it with your sister. And then you ran tail between your legs to the OG and said, mom, help me bail me out. That's where it gets jerky for me. Because I'm like, you couldn't even sister up and talk, you know, sis to sis?
Yeah.
Man.
She should have stopped in 2021, but we can't go back now.
Clearly she regrets co-signing, but that's not the first time this has happened.
She might be dumb. She's not a jerk, though. She's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, she's not dumb anymore.
What feels jerky is the fact that she even goes about saying, the car's in pretty much totaled condition. You're not getting any money out of it. You just took it to be petty at this rate, no? You're like, I'm done. I got to teach you a lesson.
Well, because her credit's screwed no matter what. But if someone's screwing my credit, I wouldn't let them just keep my house if they were not making payments on it or keep my car. I wouldn't be like, well, my credit's, because you can catch back up. Yikes. And the longer you keep not making payments, the longer your credit is going to be garbage. And the longer you're going to be trying to work that back up.
You're making sense. Yeah, you're making sense.
I mean.
But at the end of the day, man, is it worth it to now dampen the relationship, maybe ruin the relationship with family over a vehicle? You made the willing decision to co-sign, probably knowing who your sister was as a human being. Great that she was fantastic making payments for the first year, but you knew what happened and you still let it. You actually held her down by putting $3,000 back into it. You did this to yourself, and now you're going, how do I bail myself out?
You know what? She's not the jerk, and you know why. Let me tell you why. I've been listening intently and thinking very hard about this because I'm torn.
Yeah.
She's not the jerk because she tried, basically, to do the right thing. She tried to help her sister. And she's not the jerk because the sister did not tell her she was missing payments. That's where I'm taking it.
All right, fine. Well, I'm going to say she is the jerk.
He just gave me the middle finger. Did I steal your thought?
No, that was just such a valid. No, that was just a really valid thought, which makes me want to say, no, you're right. But I still got to disagree.
Well, so
because you got the mom involved. You did already put $3,000 into it. Y'all had this agreement and you co-signed on purpose. Nobody forced you.
You're right, actually.
You did.
She should have dropped her off on her own and been like, get out.
If she can't pay for it for herself, you assumed that responsibility and then you took it away.
Jerk.
Even though I really actually love what you said, but I gotta stick to my gun. Jerk. I'm 10 toes.
The sister should have told her she was behind on payments and she didn't. That's so messed up. All right. 414-533-1037. She co-signed on a car loan with her sister. The sister did great for a year, and then it all went to hell. And now she wants to know if she's the jerk for taking the car back and leaving the sister with five kids with no car. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Bar. Awkward.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Cheryl wants to know if she is the jerk for taking back her car and leaving her sister without one. Her sister's got five kids. She co-signed on the loan. Did well for a while. Not for a long time, though.
Cheryl stole back the Subaru. Cheryl stole Subaru.
Cheryl Subaru. Yep, with an S. Cheryl with an S. Let's go to Kenny in Milwaukee and see what he thinks. Hi, Kenny.
Morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. Which way are you going on, Am I the Jerk? Is Cheryl a jerk for taking the car back?
She's definitely a jerk. I agree with totally with DC.
Okay.
Especially because her sister has five kids.
Yep.
Especially if they under, you know, adult age, you know, to leave them stuck like that. Yeah, maybe she, like I said, I agree with DZ. She did take on a responsibility if her sister didn't pay the car note.
That she would pay it.
She knew what it would be.
Herself. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know why she's responsible for her sister's kids, though. I know she should be as a good person and have a good heart and your nieces and nephews.
Right.
But at the end of the day, it's not her responsibility to get those kids around. It's the parents.
Tell me your heart don't break if you know there's three of those kids in the car seat.
I would die.
Right. Right. I would die. That's crying. My point. Right. That was my
point. But how long are you going to let this go on? On where somebody's ruining your credit because of their kids.
Until they're out of the car seat.
Shut up, okay.
Kenny knows what I'm talking about.
Kenny does. Yeah. He said, what's this? Bye, Kenny, bye.
We appreciate you.
You guys have a good one.
You too. He says right. Jerk.
Maddie's in New Berlin this morning. Hi, Maddie.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, all right. Kenny said jerk for taking the car back. What do you think?
I'm saying not the jerk, because ultimately she's given her sister so many chances to prove herself, like, okay, I've given you time and time again, I'm going to help you get back on your feet, and she's at the point where, like, she has to do something.
Maddie,
like,
this started in 2020. We're 4 years into this nonsense.
Okay, but what happened in 2020 that screwed everybody up?
Right.
So I'd say she's not the jerk now, but she was the jerk for co-signing.
That's not what I thought you was going to say today, Maddie.
That's funny. All right, Maddie. Like, yeah, go on.
It seems like she's helping her sister out more than enough. So, like, sure, she took the car away to help her credit, but it doesn't seem like her sister's not going to have any help. Like, I think she took the car away knowing, okay, well, she might ask for help with the kids. But it's like, okay, I'd rather use my time to help her than just drag myself financially down by continuing to let her just screw my credit over.
That's really fair. At no point in time did Cheryl go, I'm also not going to help with the kids either. That's true. That's true. I was kind of, you know, projecting that onto her. You're right, Maddie. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Maddie, and that's why you're a genius. Great, great point.
I didn't want to listen to Allie, but I'll listen to you.
Fine. Thank you. Have a great day, Maddie.
Yeah, you guys too.
Bye.
All right. So she said not the jerk. Cheryl took back her sister's car. The sister was not making the payments. What bugs me is that the sister didn't tell her she was missing them.
I mean, how do you really think the sister didn't know, though?
She knew.
Yeah, she knew.
Of course she knew. Man. She just didn't want to deal with it, because she's never going to want to deal with it, which is why the sister has to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Gary is in Sheboygan. Final person today.
What's up?
Gary.
Mr. Tiebreaker.
What do you think? What's up?
I think she is not the jerk because she, you know, she did agree to help her out, but when you don't tell your sister that you're behind on these payments and you just expect her to pay, that's not right. That's jerkish move right there.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
Regardless of its family, that's true.
And then, like, like Kenny said, if the kids are young, like, yeah, that would be bad. But what if her kids are, you know, older? I wouldn't say, I mean, obviously, I don't know how old the sister that's getting help is, but what if her kids are, you know,
teens, preteens, right?
Or elementary, you know, old enough to understand, then the mom is actually teaching her kids that they can just take money from people and not, you know,
And not care, well, not worry.
Here's the thing.
And not care.
Be financially irresponsible.
Have you ever just pretended like a bill didn't exist?
Yeah.
People do it all the time. The time. And that's what the sister's doing.
And there's consequences.
And it's usually your credit or your problem. And it's not her problem. It's Cheryl's. And Cheryl's like, I've had it. Enough. And she's pretending like the bill doesn't exist. And she doesn't want to deal with it. I'm done.
Ah, yikes. You're right.
So the sister didn't pay the bills, and the other sister did. Now, what if that other sister didn't pay the bills? I mean, her credit was going down, but they would have came and repoed the car wherever she was.
I knew
at.
Where he was going to meet. Yep.
She wouldn't have had it anyway.
She could have taught her the hard lesson and been like, I'm not paying it either. She was actually paying for her to keep the car for so long. Gary, get off our phone, man. No, why'd you make sense?
Don't get off the phone. Gary with the mic drop. I love it. Now get off the phone.
Appreciate you, Gary. Great point, man. Bye, man.
Gary, you're awesome because you laid it down.
Peace, man. Bye.
I get why it's a hard situation because it's your sister and your nieces and nephews, and there's five of them, and you don't want to leave somebody. But how long are you going to let somebody walk all over you? Enough.
Yeah. Enough. I fought y'all long enough on this. As soon as Gary even mentioned the repo, bro, that would have been 2-3 years back, and then where would you have been?
100%.
Dang. Yeah, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. It is Wednesdays, and on Wednesdays, we're supposed to wear pink.
Which we didn't do a good job at today, Allie.
We didn't. We're both wearing green. At least we were vibing together.
And thankfully, we got somebody that held us down on a pink end.
Mm-hmm. She looks very good in her pink. So, welcome to the show. It is Small Women's Business Month, and I am very excited about our next guest, Savannah Pettis. Welcome to the show. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
DZ's fixing your mic for you because we've been chatting so much, I didn't even set you up correctly.
Hey, I didn't do it either, so I was like, we'll figure it out.
And Savannah is the owner of the coolest lemonade truck I have ever seen, and it is Lemonade Lab 414. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. We're happy to talk to you.
Well, DZ, first, wait, is she a Pettis? And I go, I think so.
I sure am.
You are.
I sure am. Shout out to the fam.
There we go. Shout out to the Pettises. But no, when I met you last year, Savannah, you did not have a business yet.
Yeah.
And I met her, DZ, and I followed her. And then I started watching her kind of evolve. And now this girl is out there. Savannah's out there killing it with this lemonade truck. I see her all over the place.
So what is Lemonade Lab 414?
Yeah.
You be mixing lemonade?
The best lemonade ever. What?
Oh, okay. Let me put some respect on it.
Well, and everybody, DZ's dream is to have a food truck.
Yep.
So, like, how did you even decide, okay, I'm going to have a food, was that always a dream? And then did you want lemonade? Like, how did we get from A to B is what I want to know.
Yeah, great.
So, we started slow, you know, we worked our way up from the cute little pink tent, you know.
Oh, yeah, you used to have a pink tent.
Yeah.
She really has evolved since I met her. Yeah,
and look at this. What, events, like go out to community things and just
anything
set up?
Anything I can, yeah.
Bet.
Mm-hmm. And then after you had the tent for a while, you went, I'm going to get a bus.
Yeah, so over the winter, I had came across a short little yellow school bus.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had a whole idea, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is it.
The bus.
Mm-hmm. And she painted it pink.
Naturally.
Yes. How iconic.
I was watching you renovate the whole thing. Did you really do all that?
Yes, it was a lot of work. Well, not just me myself, but... it was a lot of work.
She had help.
It took months.
But I watched you rip out, you know, seats.
Oh, yeah.
You were hands-on. You didn't just go ship it off somewhere and go fix it for me. No, she did that.
She bought it and then renovated it.
Got my hands dirty.
Balls, babe, you know?
DZ, didn't you say you spotted Lemonade Lab 414 somewhere recently?
I sure did. You know, and I'm a little salty because I ain't get the sweet. So let me tell you what happened. We were on our way to the store, right? And we saw you, what was it, like off of college or something like that?
Yeah.
Like dang near off of like college and maybe 27th, right?
Yep.
So I was like, oh, bam, baby. I was with my wife and the kids in the car. I was like, baby, mamita, mira. Lemonade Lab 414. We're going to talk to her next week. We got to hit this order real quick. But then we're going to come back. We're going to get some lemonade. And we're like, all right, bet. We're going to get some lemonade. By the time we turn around, I don't know what you were doing that you were too busy to wait for me. But you were gone, fam. I know you were busy, though. You
so
were on
many
the grind.
People tell me that.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Just like DM the account or something, you know? I'm like, I feel so bad.
I'll pull over wherever I'm at.
That's actually a good idea. idea.
Wait, so where do you post up? My bad.
Yeah, so usually I park on 20th and College when I don't have events, you know, season slowing down because of the cold and whatnot. So yeah, usually I park on 20th and College. That spot's been doing pretty good for us. So next year I plan on going there.
It's a good spot.
Yeah.
How many lemonade flavors do you have now?
Over 17.
Huh?
17.
Wait.
Yeah.
Whoa. 17 lemonade flavors.
Isn't that wild?
And they're all so good.
I mean, you're gassing me up to try 17 different lemonades. Like,
seriously. That's what everyone does. Every time they come back, they have to try a different flavor.
And what's your favorite flavor?
Blue raspberry, for sure. Mm. I like to mix blue raspberry and pineapple, though.
Mm. Wait, you got a la carte mix-em options?
You can mix whatever you want.
So it's endless. It's 17 stock flavors. But listen, you can mix and match.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. It's Allie and DZ. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Savannah Pettis. She's the owner of Lemonade Lab 414. We have all our female businesses on the board. I'm not telling you who the others are yet, but every week we're having a woman's small business on. I figured a food truck was right up your alley, pun intended, DC. Man,
she even stole my idea for the little bus.
Was that you? Oh, she did.
I want to renovate a small yellow bus as well. So, just know I thought of it first, even though you did it first.
It just can't be pink.
Okay, we'll talk.
I think that's a fair statement. Like, you can't take her pink bus.
What about mauve? Can I do mauve?
No. DZ, drop it. You want to have an empanada truck anyway, don't you?
Don't be out here out me like that.
I'm sorry, I'm giving out ideas.
We're talking lemonade, man. Lemonade.
All right, Savannah actually wants to make a big announcement about her business on the show. I'm so flattered that you're going to do it on Kiss FM, but I'm going to make you wait, okay?
Make the people wait, too. Uh-oh.
And you can call or text 414-533-1037. We are talking with women's small businesses this month. We are giving away free advertising on our website, by the way, to 5 women's small businesses at 1037kissfm.com. But every week we're going to highlight one. So I've been so impressed with Savannah, watching her this past year evolve and from a tent to a food truck and killing it. I'm just so proud of you. So you go, girl.
To big news next.
And by the way, she's like, what are you, like 20?
Yeah, I'm 20.
I didn't even mention how
not
young.
No, like actually?
Yeah, I'm
20. Like, think about what you were doing at 20. Nothing.
Not owning a business, I'll tell you that. Or not ready to make a big announcement about the business.
See what I mean?
What am I doing with my life?
Well, we do have a show. We're okay. We're making it, DZ. We're fine. We're going to find out what that is coming up next. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're getting tons of texts, and I cannot wait to read some of them, like Lemonade Lab. She's the sweetest. My girls love her and her pink bus.
No pun intended, because the lemonade.
And then they said, I like that. Then they said, we love a Latina woman-owned business. Okay. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I'm good.
I know you're getting blown up right now. Yeah, people on your phone, on your line, on your IGs.
See, and this is what happens like when we're doing a segment and people text us their thoughts. I sometimes have to turn it over because I get so distracted by my friends being like, I'm listening and I'm so mad right now. Blah, 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 blah.
These are my thoughts.
Yeah. So on the show with us from Lemonade Lab 414 is Savannah. She started this business, what, last year?
Yes.
How long have you officially been in business now?
For over a year now. We started back in June of last year.
Okay.
And 20 years old. You were 19 when you started.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
And I mean this with no disrespect, but at 19, I was a baby.
Yeah.
I was not the baby wasn't businessing, okay?
Yeah, you weren't thinking.
So I gotta tip my hat to you to have the desire and the drive to go, you know what, man, slow feet don't eat. What am I doing? Let's start a business, let's do something. But I do gotta ask, Savannah, why lemonade? What prompted the lemonade game for you? Because you could have got into anything.
Yeah, you decided to do it. Why lemonade? That is a good question.
So me and my mom would go out to fairs and festivals, and we kinda got to see like how busy it was and everything. So I'm like, man, I gotta do something. Like, man. So I went home one day and I'm just like,
you got
I'm
inspired.
Just gonna do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's money out here on the table.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's like, man, these people are so busy. Like, I wonder what they do. Do they do this every day? Like, so I just started researching more, and then I'm just like, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. So I started to do it, and I ordered like all my small products. You got to start slow first, of course. So I started ordering all my products, researching.
Yeah, I remember when you started making, I remember watching her now in hindsight when you started just making the lemonade and going, we're experimenting, we're figuring this out. And now you have, what, 17 flavors or something?
Yeah, I trialed and errored everything. I have literally a specific recipe for each and every lemonade.
Was the recipe.
The secret.
Drop the secret sauce.
Was there a flavor of lemonade that you went, this is not going to work?
Oh, yeah, blood orange.
What?
Immediately no.
That sounds.
I tried this mint one also. Immediately no.
All right, I'm with you on the mint.
I'm not going to put something on the menu that is not even drinkable. Like actually disgusting.
That's quality control. That's business model 101. Why would you keep something on the menu that your people aren't going to ever order or want? Yeah. The one-off that the one dude or lady might get?
Right. Yeah. Don't base it off of that. That's all I think of it.
Right.
So, is there a pickle juice lemonade on the menu?
No, but maybe there will be next year.
Pickle juice.
People love pickle juice, and I could tell the lemonade game would probably accept. The lemonade community, they go together.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Savannah. She is the entrepreneur of the week. Now, we're doing a Women's Small Business Month, and we're giving away free advertising to 5 businesses on our website, which is super cool. And Savannah started Lemonade Lab 414, which is a pink school bus, small school bus that you might have seen out and about. And she sells lemonade. And people are texting in things like, was she at Sam's Club on Sunday?
Sure was.
On 27th?
Yep.
Nice.
That's where we was at.
Somebody else texted in. And there, lots of questions for you, Savannah. They said, do they do flights of lemonade?
Oh.
That might be an idea if you don't.
Hold on, though. Oh. She's not even 21 yet. She doesn't know what a flight is.
How do you know?
I'm just respectfully, she doesn't know what a flight is.
It's like 7 flavors at once, right?
Or she could do a coffee flight at a coffee shop. So maybe you do know what a flight is.
Yeah, I do know what it is. Just because if you've been to Lemonade Lab, you know our sizes are pretty big.
You have a gigantic one.
Right.
I heard it's a tub.
Like fishbowl size.
I heard it's a tub of lemonade, and I'm with that.
We call it our lab bucket. It's 64 ounces. It's huge. But literally, people slam them. People's mouths drop when they look at them.
Slam them?
Yeah.
They don't even pour any booze or nothing?
Nothing?
I mean, that too.
Hey, it's versatile, okay?
You always hear that. Yeah.
Savannah said, whatever you do with the lemonade, once you buy it from me, that's all on you. That's your prerogative.
Somebody said, is Lemonade Lab still open on 20th and College during the fall? It's kind of hard in the winter, isn't it?
Yeah, so we'll be open for about 2 more weeks, and you'll hear my news shortly.
You actually have an announcement. Too bad I'm going to make him wait again.
No, you're not. No, you are not.
We don't have time right now. We got to go. Listen, we got to play some commercials.
Sorry, guys.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So I'm loving this, that on Wednesdays, we're having women's small businesses on the show. And every Wednesday, it's a different one. Last week, we had Batter and Mac, who you found in Bayview.
I ain't gonna lie. Hey, Batter and Mac, if y'all listening, my son's birthday is coming up. I'm gonna be in contact.
He needs a cake.
Just so you know, and we might be thirsty that day too. Lemonade Lab 414.
Owen's birthday is before your kids.
Why ain't you hollering at him about getting the cake?
I'll deal with that in a second. Hold on.
That's your thing, not mine.
So, Savannah from Lemonade Lab 414, welcome to the show again.
Hello.
Hi. We've been screwing with everyone because you have a big announcement, and I'm like, hold on, though.
Tease.
Not yet.
Double tease.
Not yet. So, you have this small pink bus that you have transformed into a Lemonade Lab, a food truck, basically, and you go all over and sell your lemonade. You have 17 flavors.
Yep.
And you've only been doing this a year.
That's crazy.
And you're 20.
So yes, I am.
I want to talk to her just about, like, to inspire other women and other kids. Because you're not a kid. You're an adult. But other people your age.
Other young adults.
Who are no clue what they want to do with their life. Because there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me.
And even some older.
You always knew you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
Yeah. In high school, I knew I didn't want to have a 9-to-5. So
same.
Yeah, I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Hell yeah.
But she also did still understand the importance of education. Right? And something we learned off air that I want to bring up, bro, the fact that not only are you a business owner, but as of last year, you were in school and working full time to grind. That's not easy to do. So how do you find that energy? How do you find that drive?
Well, up until actually 2 days ago, I was in school. I just finished.
Woo, woo. Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Go, girl.
Yeah. So I went to MATC, and I just finished this semester. So yeah, I was actually like this beginning of this year, I was working a full-time third shift. And during third shift, during my free time, I would do like all my homework assignments, do all my event stuff, content creating, all that fun stuff. So
yeah, I see your social media. I'm very proud of you. You're doing a great job with it. You can follow her on social media. Give everyone your username because I see you on Insta and now Facebook. I'm following you.
Yes. So our Instagram and Facebook is LemonadeLab414 and our TikTok is just LemonadeLab. So everybody go follow.
Like, follow, subscribe. You know what it is.
Savannah Pettis, the owner of LemonadeLab414. Somebody texted in and said, DZ, I've got a bus for sale since DZ wants to follow in your footsteps and start his own truck.
We're going to be in contact too, all right?
Oh, somebody texted in and said Lemonade Lab does school events too. Thank you for coming to our school.
Yeah. Next year, if anybody has any events, like we just did a conference event recently, any fall festivals, spring festivals, summer festivals, let us know.
That's awesome. I do want to say I've watched you over the year and you're killing it, but you said you have a huge support system. Does that make a huge difference?
Oh, it sure does. I definitely wanted to mention that on the show.
Yeah.
So
who's
yeah,
helped you the most? I see you and your mom.
Yeah, my mom.
The OG.
Yeah, that is my rock. So yeah, having a support system is really, really huge. My close friends and family, they know how much they mean to me and what they provide into this business as well, you know.
That's
so
important.
I can't do it by myself.
Absolutely.
It's important. Well, do you do it by yourself?
Well,
who
I
works
sometimes
with you? Yeah.
I do sometimes, you know, I have to hold it down by myself sometimes.
Right. Girl. But you're in charge. It's your business.
Yeah, most of the time I have other people working, like when we have big events like the Milwaukee Night Market, for instance, thousands of people.
It's
I definitely couldn't handle that by myself.
Yeah.
Nobody.
So I have like four or five other people were popping out lemonades. So
I mean, when you got 64 ounces to pour out the bucket, dog.
For sure. So congrats on graduating.
Thank you.
What's your best, what would you say is the best and worst thing to know about if you're going to open a food truck? Is there anything you would deter people from? Like, there's something bad.
Let me grab my pen for a friend.
Or anything you learned along the way.
I learned so much along the way.
What surprised you? Good or bad. It can be either one.
Great question.
I know I kind of put you on the spot there. We're talking to Savannah from Lemonade Lab 414. Go follow her. Now I'm challenging her a little.
Yeah, you are.
Challenges with the food truck.
Well, maybe it's been you've had a pretty positive experience.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's been really great. Like,
yeah,
even like paperwork wise, going down to the city, everybody's been very helpful.
There's some things like that people might not understand. Paperwork things.
You definitely got to do your research when it comes to that. You know, there's a lot of like misinformation out there too. Some stuff that's not updated to like the code now and all that stuff. So you got to kind of research and communicate.
So what did you find to be the easiest with the food truck and what was the hardest with the food truck?
Honestly, the hardest thing was just events and like planning and being organized.
What about hiring? I mean, I would think do you just hire your friends because you trust
basically,
them?
Basically,
because I would be so scared to hire people and trust them in my first year of business. It'd be so scary.
I'd be scared to drive a food truck around.
I practiced literally in my neighborhood. I had to go drive before we even started. Before the bus was even pink, I literally drove around the neighborhood.
She had kids at the corner with the backpacks like, oh, that's not my bus. Whoops.
I'm not going to be embarrassed. Myself, I had to learn how to park.
One take Drake over here.
That's awesome. Well, you have a very big announcement to make.
Yes, I do.
And we're very excited. Before that, though, somebody texted in and said, does Lemonade Lab have a liquor license? I could think of a lot of different things to mix into it.
Oh, how many times I've heard that.
Have you?
Okay, so many.
Yeah. You probably save yourself a lot of headaches by not having the liquor license and making them buy the lemonade and go do it themselves, honestly.
Headaches and insurance. Are you kidding me?
Like she said,
once the lemonade's out her hands, it's your prerogative.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
But yeah, it's a lot of liability when it comes to alcohol.
Sure.
So yeah, I'm definitely starting slow. Maybe in the near future we'll add alcohol, but you can always add it yourself right now.
Is that maybe included as part of the surprise announcement?
Maybe. Well, Teddy in Muskego just texted it and said, we would love to have you at our 3rd of July celebration in Muskego. There's thousands of people.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a great question, too. Do you do weddings or parties?
I do. So we'll actually have a new catering menu coming up.
Nice.
To do like a birthday parties, school events, corporate events, all
fun
that
to
kind
have
of fun
you.
Stuff.
Yeah. Especially an all-female wedding.
Yeah.
With the pink bus.
There
and,
you go.
And I'm already knowing she does it right. She gets all cutesy and goes, we can make y'all special lemonades with y'all names and put it on the menu and all that. I don't even got to ask.
I actually have a, well, I don't do this for everyone, but like I did the event at a senior living home. And you know, our big old cups, they're just too big for the elderly hands.
Yeah, I get it.
So I had actually purchased 16-ounce cups just to accommodate them a little more, you know.
Specialty work right there.
She'll accommodate people. I love that. All right. Are we ready for the announcements?
Are we? Are we?
I don't know. Are you guys ready?
I don't know.
Are we teasing again, y'all?
They're pissed.
They are not happy with us.
Well, too bad. It's our show, not theirs.
Yes. Well, let me make you guys happy. So.
Oh, she's going to go. Okay. We're going to do this.
Oh, you going?
She's going. She's like, I'm not making
you ready.
Way anymore.
You're not making the way no more. You're saying rip the Band-Aid?
She can't see you about to hit a song. She doesn't know.
I was gonna make him wait. What's up? I get petitious out here.
DZ made up that word, by the way, and we love it. That's our number one word on the show. Petitious.
The word doesn't exist.
It doesn't. It feels
not a real word.
Use it.
Never heard of it.
Will you come to? We got more texts. We're gonna have to talk. We're gonna do those first.
I'm sorry.
Will you come to 262? K-Town loves lemonade.
Yeah, I haven't done any events down there, but definitely next summer. Okay. I want to expand.
Well, that's crazy. Kind of like the next song. You have to wait. We're in the studio this morning. It's Allie and DZ on 103.7 KISS FM.
Yurt.
And we are in here with Savannah Pettis, who is the owner of Lemonade Lab 414. Hi.
Hello.
Do your friends and family hate us right now? Because we've made
Probably.
Them wait 40 minutes for your big announcement. Savannah.
Probably.
10 teases later, baby.
Hey, hear about it.
Tell me the conversation hasn't been good and you ain't been inspired. I'll wait. Yeah.
All right. So, Savannah, you own Lemonade Lab 414. You started small with just a tent and now you've evolved into a pink bus a year later.
Mm-hmm.
Super proud of you. And you have a very big announcement, don't you?
I do.
Savannah, what's your big announcement?
So... we may have another Lemonade Lab bus hitting the road next season.
Hey! Let's go!
That's what I'm talking about. I tell you what, I was wondering if you were getting a second bus. So now you basically have two buses, two food trucks.
Yes, but that's not all.
Wait, whoa. You can't just do that. You can't just do that.
In less than a year, too. I'm so proud of it. Women killing it. Boss, babe, business. What else?
Cue the next drum roll.
What else are you going to tell us?
And we are also going to sunny Sarasota, Florida for the winter.
Making moves, snowbirds.
We are?
Yes, we are. Yes, yeah, snowbird.
When do we leave?
Please, just tell us. I'm packing right now.
Bye.
We'll be there at the beginning of November.
Wait. What do you mean you're going to Sarasota? What does that mean?
So we're taking the Lemonade Lab bus and expanding down to Sarasota, Florida.
Whoa.
Is this why I'm following an esthetician and she posted this morning that she was going to be carrying Lemonade Lab in Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, snap.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So it was either really work my 9-to-5 here.
Boo.
Or go to Florida with my lemonade bus.
Yeah. Right. So, because you're going to go somewhere warmer.
Right.
But okay, so then can people still hire you in Milwaukee in the winter? They got to wait till the spring.
No, they'd have to wait till the spring.
When it's warmer, and then that'll be on season.
Okay. Yeah. Now, nice. Is there a chance for any specialty events in Milwaukee? Say you catch a quick flight and bring the 10 out of retirement.
It'll be cold. I mean... maybe.
Listen,
if
people
it's
drink
like
lemonade.
An indoor event.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to say, people
there
drink lemonade inside.
Yeah. Indoor. There we go. Do you ever want to have a brick and mortar, like an actual store? Or is the bus the store and you're content with that? Yeah, I think that's it. You don't need a store, do you?
I respect that so much.
The bus works.
You
got to
think of a lot of factors go into a brick and mortar. You got rent, insurance, you know, you got to pay your employee. You know, it's a lot of factors that you think of. And I'm just like,
no thanks.
You got to think, is it worth it or is it not?
Not to mention the difference between having the people need to come to you and you going to the people.
Right. It's all about convenience.
Sarasota doesn't happen if she's at a brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. Bruh, she's going to hop up in that whip, gas it up, and vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
Get to the money.
Dude, well, congratulations
Thank
on all
you.
Your success.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see the second bus. I can't wait to try some of the lemonade. DZ, blue raspberry, Savannah said is the best one, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm just going to go down the line, Savannah. I appreciate the tip, but just start with menu on number one and drop me to 17.
There you go.
Nice. Somebody just followed you on Facebook. They said it's a person, not a business. No, it's her. Follow. It's Savannah. It's the same thing. Facebook's weird like that. It's hard to have a like page and you got to have a friend page. Don't even get me started on Facebook.
It's
okay?
The one with the pink label that says Lemonade Lab.
It's the pink bus. It's the cutest. Lemonade yes. Lab. Yes, absolutely. Well, congrats.
And
yes.
If you just so happen to see her out, I hear you're going to be out today, right?
Yes, we will be out today on 20th and College.
Okay.
From 12 to 6.
Nice.
Bet.
So come visit us.
That's good. Do you get a lot of people? What's your busiest time, lunch or after
yeah,
work?
Yeah, actually, recently with school being started, it's been like 3 to 6-ish, like with everybody getting out of work and school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little treat after school, yeah. A little treat after work, mm-hmm. Lemonade.
Tell the kids, if you're nice, I'll take you to Lemonade Lab.
That's what they do, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Aw, that's cute. Yes. All right. Well, shout out Savannah. Go follow her on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, Lemonade Lab, Lemonade Lab 414. We can't wait to see you thriving. And we
Thank
can't wait
you.
To see you in a few years.
Thank you guys for having me.
Anytime. And go to 1037kissfm.com because we are giving away advertising to 5 women's small businesses this month, which is so cool. Enjoy.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.